And we'll call the Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee meeting October 6th to order. Can I have a motion to approve the September 1st, 2021 meeting minutes?
I'll move it.
Second. I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Okay. So resolutions for October 19th. So the first resolution, resolution number 426, which is amending the 2021 budget to create a professional standards supervisor position. As a reminder, in our last meeting, this plus the two others after relate to the Criminal Justice Reform Task Force recommendation, and that we had agreed that we would postpone these and wait to see the 2022 budget. And then should they not be there, then we can discuss them as amendments. So do I take a motion to table it?
You can take a motion.
I'll move it at the pleasure of the chair.
Okay, I'll second it.
Okay, so I guess you're taking a motion to postpone resolution 426 and 427?
Yeah, I'll move.
Sheriff, do you want to just mention, have these been added to the 2022 budget, the professional standards supervisor and the crisis intervention team manager?
Are you talking about 28 too, Madam Chair?
Eventually, the 26 and 27 are the sheriffs. Yes, I'm going to be talking about.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
That's all right.
Milgram is coming.
So, good evening, everyone. And this is in the 2022 budget, both 426 and 427.
Terrific. So same goes for resolution 428. Since we did a motion before, a motion to postpone this?
I'll make the motion to postpone.
Okay. Second?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And I was invited to the Human Rights Commission meeting on Thursday, tomorrow, just to explain, to talk about this position a little bit more, but I believe he put it in his 2022 budget as well. Okay. Next, we have resolution number 430, establishing the Ulster County Law Enforcement Community Engagement Committee. A motion to discuss.
I'll move it.
Second? All in favor? I'm a little discombobulated by being here and nobody else is here with me. So I'll just start the discussion. We approved it out of committee. But then there were a number of concerns by some supervisors that it suggested in its original writing that we were creating a county committee to have oversight over the municipalities and their police force. And that while that was never the intention, there was not a desire to even imply that. And so I worked with Supervisor Quigley, who's also the chair or president of the Board of Supervisors, in redrafting the language in a way that the supervisors are much more comfortable with. So this has his seal of approval and the other supervisor's seal of approval, while the other one didn't. So if you've heard anything from your supervisor, it's more likely from the previous version. Again, this was vetted through not only Quigley, but the supervisor of the Olive. They all gave feedback into changing the language. Any questions or comments or concerns on that? All right, so motion to approve resolution number 430.
Madam Chair, I need someone to either motion to approve it as amended as presented, or someone to adopt the amendments, however you wanna do it.
Okay. Move to as amended.
I'll move it as amended.
Okay. Second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
All in favor of resolution 430 as amended?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right. Thank you. Next, we have resolution 437, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State DCS for Project GIVE. This is Ulster County Sheriff and Ulster County Probation's their cut of the pot. Motion to discuss.
Moved.
Second.
Seconded.
Any discussion, any questions for the sheriff or for Nancy? Okay, good. Next we have resolution number 438, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County.
Just move the question. I'll move the question.
I'll second the question.
All in favor of resolution 438. Right. I'm out of my element. No, not
438.
437.
All in favor
of resolution 437.
All right.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. Thank you for reminding me. Resolution 438, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to accept a governor's traffic safety committee grant for child passenger safety program. Motion to discuss.
I'll move it.
All right. Second by Hector. Motion by Parity. Any discussion, any concerns, questions? All right. All in favor of resolution number 438.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Resolution 439, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement for a Department of Homeland Security FEMA port security grant, amending the 2021 Ulster County budget, also in the office of the sheriff. Motion to discuss.
I'll move it.
Hepner, second?
I'll second.
Second.
Okay. John, did you want to say something about this one?
No, I was,
I'm sorry.
I was paused waiting for a second.
Right.
And then I raised my hand.
Oh, sorry. You know.
Oh, okay. I get you. Sorry.
No, I thought a hand was up, but Vicky has her mouse is a hand and it was hovering over John Milgram's picture. So when I look at John Milgram's picture, there's a hand up. So he doesn't have his hand up, does he? You don't want to talk about that? All right. I'm losing my mind.
So now we know where that background is from behind you, Madam Chair.
Yeah, I'm in the office because I showed up for our in-person meeting today.
Okay, good.
It's the retrograde. I'm telling you, it's really strong.
It is. I know. I'm lucky my car got me here. All right. All in favor of resolution 439?
Aye.
Aye.
Yep.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Resolution 440, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $9,328, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment to be in excess of $50,000 entered in by the county. All in favor of resolution 440? I mean, unless someone had anything they needed to say? No, okay. Any opposed?
Did anybody move it?
Now I have a question on this 440.
Okay, good. Motion to discuss 440.
Yes. Now how?
Second.
Second. All right.
How was it? Let me make sure I'm on the right one here.
Is the Nikon?
Nikon Co.
No, I'm 441 to talk. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. All in favor of resolution 440. Once again? Okay. Any opposed? Abstentions? All right. Resolution number 441, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreements with various police agencies for the provision of funding for the expenses related to the implementation. Wow, this is a long title. Of discovery and bail reform, amending the 2021 Ulster County budget. Motion to discuss?
I'll move it.
Okay. John,
I'll second it.
Second, Fabiano. Okay.
I have a question.
Okay, so I think Dean first, Legislator Fabiano, then Legislator Haynes.
No, the only question I have is what was the process on how much each of these townships received? How was that decided?
So I'm not sure if the district attorney talked about this. I think he did at the last meeting or maybe two meetings ago.
He's on his way in right now as well. Sorry to interrupt.
Right. Well, I could start it and he can finish it. He reached out, his office reached out to every single law enforcement police chief and basically said, we have this money is coming to all of the different counties and please provide us with details of what you would need, this is a reimbursal for costs already accrued, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, for discovery. And so each police chief had the opportunity to identify how much money they would need. Sometimes it was software or hardware in order to process the data, maybe a person to manage data. So so each chief though provided the numbers. DA, do you wanna add anything to that?
I jumped into this late. I'm sure you're talking about it. So what we did, we received notice about a month before the deadline about discovery expenditures that could be reimbursed through a grant from the state. We didn't know what the state was going to grant specifically, but my office contacted every law enforcement agency in the county and said, if you've expended anything, let us know. If you want to purchase anything right now, we think you're going to be reimbursed for that. So that's what we notified everybody. Everybody who provided my office with expenditures was included in the grant application, and that's what happened.
So the money was allocated to what they spent during that time.
It's that's not right.
Okay, thank you. That you answered my question. Okay, I thought it was going to be based on like the size of the department, but that's not true.
No.
It's what it spent.
They gave us a deadline. I think it was March 31st. Anything that had been expended for discovery materials up until March 31st, and we got the notice sometime in the end of February. And so we encouraged people to spend money over the next month and provide it to us, and we'll go after it from the grant. But that was the concept.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. You answered my question. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Legislator Haynes, but two other pieces. One is we also approved staff in the DA's office related to discovery that the IT person is to support all of the police precincts as well. So we have approved somebody who should be helping all of them with their discovery data management if needed, and that there is a hope that we will be offered more money prospectively because the state has realized that the discovery costs are extensive for law enforcement and the prosecutor, and hopefully we'll be seeing more money. So those agencies that did not quite get it together the way they should have, because I've heard from supervisors feeling like their police chiefs did not account for costs that they should have. But, you know, hopefully there will be further opportunity for that going forward. Legislator Haynes.
No, my question was basically answered. And I do think that perhaps some of the chiefs or in some of the policing districts did not submit on time or didn't know what qualified for the funding. So you're indicating that they may have time again in the future?
Well, our hope is this is an ongoing cost, right? It's going to cost them every single year that there is this. So, I mean, some of them, once you have the software, maybe you've got it, but, you know, an IT person, someone to manage it, there's just these, so we're hoping that there'll be money. I'm sorry, DA, were you saying something more to that?
I'm happy to join in. So, the first year there was money given from the Manhattan DA's office from some fraud allegations that were made against banking institutions that resulted in millions of dollars. And so the Manhattan DA actually gave $38 million to our district attorney's offices throughout upstate New York. And that's where this money came from initially. As I understand it right now, there is money coming, but it may be substantially reduced depending on what the Assembly and the Senate does. But it's still going to be in the $8 to $15 million area, and we'll get some additional money for discovery. I have lobbied with our state legislature and our state senate to continue the flow of money for this purpose. And we're hoping that that will be successful.
Thank you.
A question for the public defender. What's the impact of costs in your office for discovery solely? Do you have an added data burden at the same way that our law enforcement and prosecutor's office are seeing? Sorry, you're muted.
Sorry about that. So a lot of our expenses are covered by the Harrell Herring Grant, which predates discovery, but part of that grant has added staff to reduce attorney caseloads and the supporting staff that would be connected with additional attorneys. So that our discovery costs have been absorbed by that grant.
Thank you. Okay. All in favor of resolution number 441? Dean, are you?
I'm a yes.
Okay. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Next, we have resolution number 442, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for fiscal year 21 State Homeland Security Program with Emergency Communications. Motion to discuss.
I'll move it.
Heppner, second?
I'll second it.
Parody? Everett, I knew you were here somewhere. You want to give us any background on this?
This is a grant that we go after every single year. It's a two-year performance period grant. And it's the State Homeland Security program grant. And it just addresses capabilities, targets the urban area, the states, the regional threat, hazard identification, risk assessment. We do a lot internally with it. We also do a lot with the sheriff's office with it. And it's just to, goes towards equipment training, exercise needs to prevent, protect against, mitigate, respond to, and recover from terrorism attacks and so on. So.
Any questions for Everett? All right, all in favor of resolution number 443?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Okay. How about a motion to block resolution 444, 446, and 447?
I'll make that motion.
Well, that was 442 that we just did.
Oh, I'm on mute. Yeah, that was 442.
Oh, sorry. Hold that motion then. Let's go on to 443. 443, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for the preparation in the Local Emergency Management Performance Grant Program for fiscal year 2021. Motion to discuss. Legislator Heppner, second. Haynes, any discussion? Do you need background from Everett? Okay, all in favor of resolution 443?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Now, I'll take a motion to block 444, 446, and 447, which is capital improvement and then the contracts associated with that capital improvement. Does that sound okay? So Fabiano made the motion. Heppner, you're seconding it. Okay. All in favor of the block?
Aye.
Okay. Motion to discuss?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Heppner? Okay. Any discussion? So, Legislator Heppner, do you want to start or do you?
No, just because I had some previous conversations. I know you and I spoke earlier, Legislator Walter, and I did speak with the Deputy County Executive. I know there was some confusion, and I just want to confirm what I confirmed with the Deputy County Executive that this is not part of the ARP funds allocated for the emergency services bucket or capital plan. Correct, Deputy Executive Milgram?
Correct. This is just part of the straight capital program, non-AOP.
I have a question. I have two. One is, why isn't it a part of ARP? Because it sounds like it's exactly what ARP could be used for. And I also asked because it, at least on the Democratic caucus, we identified this process, this, you know, a move and improvement or enhancement of 911 as an ARP priority. So why isn't it being considered in that ARP?
Well, ultimately, this project will cost quite a bit more than has been considered for emergency 911 services through the ARP process. So what's in the ARP kind of realm for emergency services wouldn't cover the actual construction of this project. Ultimately, when this comes to fruition for bonding, if there's a determination that it makes more sense fiscally to use some ARP funds for this project when we do the bond, that's absolutely something that the legislature can consider, and you can put that forth. But right now, just as part of the full capital project, this is going forth as a regular capital project proposal.
So here's my concern. I hear that. I mean, the idea that the extent and magnitude of this is much more, but one, not having any element under ARP when it very much fits under that model, you know, I wonder why that's not considered now. And for two reasons. One is that we have that money, and this is one of the ways we should be using it potentially if everybody else, all the other legislators agree. But also, you know, what I like about the ARP process that we've all agreed upon is that it allows the legislators who are most familiar with this to have these conversations with your office, the executive's office, and with Everett on what the best path going forward. And so almost like a vetting process, and by bypassing ARP now in the conversation, doesn't allow for that opportunity. And so it almost seems like it would go through ARP, and then the decision of the ARP group would be to separate some of it out, as opposed to the other way around, like to come into it as a capital improvement amendment right now, and then maybe add ARP. I guess I just don't understand why you don't start with the ARP and then decide some of this can be funded this way, but some of it needs to be bonded otherwise. And I also just say, and then I'll stop, is because I reached out to Legislator Guevara, who I saw on the Democratic side as being the expert on this. And, you know, Legislator Ronk is also very well versed. I know that Legislator Guevara, he has some concerns about this current resolution, but was not a part of a conversation about it. And so I guess that's my question. Why don't you start with it in ARP and then make a decision to move some out, then go the other way around?
Well, first of all, we haven't even gotten an ARP process put together. There is a resolution to rescind the ARP process right now that's before the legislature. I know the committees are starting to meet. I haven't heard any issues from Legislator Guevara either. He was on the chair's meeting the other day. This was there in front of him. We had it on the agenda. It was open for questions. He didn't mention any questions. So I'm a little at a loss for...
Point of clear, there's no resolution to remove the current working group process. I don't know what resolution would remove that that's been introduced.
Well, the resolution to rescind all of the capital projects that were created. So,
well, that was to establish them in a different funding mechanism. That has nothing to do with the working groups. It's just still the same exact working groups. But per Eve's question too, can you just give it? So, was there a timeline issue why this was specifically introduced as a standalone capital project in terms of what the executive's office is thinking in terms of a timeline?
Well, the entire capital project for the 911 center or the government operations center that's one project. And ultimately there are a few rounds of bonding. If it's determined that ARP is the appropriate financial mechanism to use for some of this, that can absolutely be part of the discussions of the working groups to put that through. This is the soft costs early in the project to get this thing going, and we're doing it through a regular capital project. So.
Legislator Haynes?
Yeah, I just want to say that I did hear back from Ken, and he has no problem with this moving through a resolution tonight onto the capital, onto a capital projects. Just relaying that.
Out of our committee. Yeah, I'll say that I do know that Legislator Guevaras has concerns, whether he mentioned it at a meeting or not, but I guess it still doesn't explain for me why something related to emergency management, which is so blatantly, like, I think those very words are articulated in the ARP guidance, why this wouldn't just start with the ARP group so that the legislature is at the table in the conversations about what this should look like before it starts happening. Because even though it has the bond, it's also approving two contracts. And so it's kind of like by the time it gets to the team who we've tasked to flesh out these ideas, those contracts are already executed. And so it makes me very uncomfortable and confused. And I don't know, Everett, if you have any input as to why it wouldn't first be heard by the ARP team so that the legislative members can be a part of this process.
No, this is, and also let me clarify, there's a time element to this project. There is a grant that's already in place for the PSAP consoles to be built into the system. So frankly, the faster we can get this built, the more likelihood of success of securing all that grant funding. So that's, part of this is putting this through now to take advantage of the grants that have already been received and secured for a center that I think there's been fairly unanimous support for across the board. So the funding mechanism can be adjusted during the bonding process of a capital. There's always going to be a few rounds of bonding, ultimately further on in the actual financing of a capital project. And at that point, if it's deemed appropriate for ARP funds to be used, that can be discussed, determined, and appropriately heard. So, but for right now, this project has to move forward, and hopefully we can get it going.
So I'll just reiterate that my concern is not where you'll fund it, like that you could ever use ARP money. It's that it's bypassing the process of the ARP group, which included legislative input in the approach, and that's my concern, is that it's bypassing their part in this. I'll just say one last thing and then I'll give it to Legislator Heppner, that if it is absolutely true, I'm totally supportive in concept of improving and enhancing the 911 and emergency management. So this has nothing to do with whether I think this is something that we should be doing. It's just the how and the why. That's why we have the ARP process, is so that people can be all talking about it. So, I'm not going to vote against it in this, but I would say that at Ways and Means, I would very much expect that you have a stronger explanation for why it should bypass a conversation with two of our legislators who have agreed to commit their time to this very conversation. Sorry, Legislator Heppner.
No, I think you said it well. Actually, though, I do have the resolution that I just flag. So this is broken up too in two phases, correct? And just what's the timeline on phase one in terms of actions, which is provide an analysis of facility needs and suitable locations. So essentially that, you know, is the main, the initial service, but then when it says in phase two, the actual will entail full site and building design services. That will be once a final project is selected based upon the information provided off of phase one.
And you're talking about the Urban contract, the architectural firm?
Yep.
Yeah, that, John, I'll have to get you an answer for that to break down into the phases.
Okay.
And the timeline on that. Happy to do that, though.
So yeah, if you could do that and also identify for us in Ways and Means what those grants are that if you don't start moving now, you'll lose.
There are grants we received. Everett, do you remember?
Yeah, I'm
when?
Just
these are this, about a year ago.
John, I didn't hear your question. There was a lot of feedback. I'm sorry. What did you say?
The grants we received for the PSAP consoles to be installed and the timeline for that.
Yeah,
we just extended it.
John, baby.
But we do have a lot of our stuff on order regarding radios and some of the consoles. So, you know, the way it's planned out with the timeline of completion, everything was supposed to line up. I'd have to get the specific dates from Steve, but I know a lot of the radios regarding the, you know, the radio upgrade that we're doing for the fire service. All those have been already ordered because the grant was going to expire. You know, we know where we're going with the radio system, so we ordered them.
Yeah, but do you know what grant it was, what it was called? I think that was the question.
No, I had
he's answering my question. So basically, Everett, if this was postponed hypothetically, would that change your capacity to buy the things you're buying from the existing grants?
Yeah, we're on a very strict timeline. When it comes to,
you already ordered it. I'm saying if the resolutions in front of us were hypothetically postponed, would it impact?
It would impact the entire project, because you need to remember that this project needs to go on the same timeline as our radio system. Okay, so that if you look at the timeline of a construction of a PSAP and look at the timeline that we have for our radio system, we can't upgrade the radio system without having the PSAP in place, because all the new equipment that we're purchasing cannot go in our current 911 center. All right. It's not possible to upfit our current 911 center with the new radio system. So the new PSAP needs to be in place in order for us to upfit with the new radio system and get the fire service off of low band. And low band, you can't purchase radios anymore. We're having tremendous issues with it. So we are on a really big time crunch. You know, 2023, end of 2023 is that timeline for us. And that's too far out there.
So the stuff you've already ordered, are you saying you don't expect to get it until all of this is built out?
All our equipment is a lot of stuff is in storage right now. We have a lot of stuff ordered and we just need to put it into the building.
Right, but it's going to have to be stored because it's going to take a while to build.
Correct.
Like years.
What the timeline that's given based off of you know the approvals of these contracts, and then we'll move into the design phase and everything like that. So I really don't understand your question when it comes to.
I guess my point is if you've already ordered these things, no matter what, they're going to have to be stored for a while, because this, even approved, it will take it's going to take a while for this building to be built.
Well, certain things for the radio system have been ordered, but not like consoles, which we still have to work on that. That's going to be based off of design, right? So.
Right, but those aren't a part of the grant.
It's a separate grant.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess what I feel like is no matter what, you're going to be ordering things and storing them while you wait, unfortunately, even if this got approved yesterday.
Some things have to be ordered and installed upon receipt.
Right. But that's still months or years ahead. Legislator Heppner?
Yeah, and just I was flagged for the what I was talking about, phase one, which is the analysis of the facility needs and the suitable location. That is expected per the contract July 2022.
All right. So again, it doesn't, I'm not feeling compelled that the grants are the reason why you need to move forward without using, doing the ARP process. So I guess I just hope for ways and means you have a better reason for why you wouldn't involve Legislator Ronk and Legislator Guevaras in the conversation about the best next steps. Because I think I could say for the Democratic caucus, and I would possibly for the Republican caucus, we're probably all quite supportive of doing the right thing by emergency services and 911, but you know, we also really appreciate the process that ARP has brought in, which allow legislators to be a part of this conversation, especially those who are most informed. And you know, I would feel like I'd want a really good reason why you couldn't have a meeting with Guevaras and Ronk that they can then feedback to us before you proceed with this.
I've been part of several meetings regarding the 911 center build out, but this is not ARP funds. So that's.
Yes, I realize that. That's how this started, is because I feel like it should be. Anyway.
Cooking now.
All right. So all in favor of the block of resolution 444, 446, and 447? Opposed? Aye. Abstentions? Okay. So for new business, we have, what time is your meeting, Legislator Fabiano, your next one?
6:30.
Oh, good. Okay. Resolution number 374, the public hearing on proposed law number 6 of 2021 for Ulster County School-Based Mental Health and Safety Act. So this isn't really, this doesn't technically come in front of us, but Legislator Parody was asked if he would like our input, and he said the more the merrier, I believe was the exact words. So
correct.
So I presume you all got a chance to see the language of this. Again, this is for still for a public hearing, but you know, this is a good opportunity if you have any thoughts, concerns, or suggestions. So, Legislator Fabiano?
I don't believe I have the language for this.
Jay, was it emailed?
It should have been at the back of the packet of resolutions.
Yeah, it's in, right. It's I think it's in there at the very end.
I'll find it.
I'm all primed to share it though, if you'd like.
Yeah, it's there, Dean. If you go
I'll find it. And I'm supportive of the public hearing. I support pretty much all public hearings. Hear what people have to say.
Right. Any suggestions? Anyone have thoughts or about the language of the law that they might want to propose or have considered by Legislator Parody? Legislator Heppner?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, you know, I had spoken with Legislator Parody and I forgot what meeting, but I understand the intent of this, my kind of questions was more feedback level based upon the input of the school districts, not as much so the law enforcement or public safety aspect of it for this committee's purview.
Right.
If I might, I'm really looking for, I think this is such a critically important issue that I am not afraid to have, I encourage anybody who wants to chat about it, talk about it on a committee structure or anyway, to let me know. In terms of the school districts, yes, they have been notified, both the superintendents and the school boards. I had a conversation with one of the folks from Rondout, the superintendent, the understanding is very supportive of going forward and having real discussions with however this is finalized, because they know it's a critical problem. I sent the copies down to a friend of mine who has ties to education in Warsing area, they sent me back a nice note saying, in essence, go for it. A couple of questions that really were prompted by newspaper articles, which I don't think affected. As for here in Aniora, I was at an event the other day, and one of the ladies on the school board gave me a thumbs up. Now, I don't know whether it was that because she liked the pizza I made or she liked the idea. But I'm very confident that as we move forward, that I think this thing will gain traction, and it's promoting a seat at the table where people can exchange ideas for something, you know, depression, acute depression, addiction. We have to invest in our, and I consider this an investment in our infrastructure. So anybody who develops any issues or thoughts or promotions, give me a buzz anytime. Thanks, Madam Chair.
Yeah, I have a few.
Go ahead.
I absolutely appreciate several things about this. One, I appreciate the idea of us partnering with schools on this. Like, this is very much I see as a partnership. Since it'll be our money and they'll be delivering it. I also completely support this idea that we need to do something in our schools to deal with issues of depression, anxiety, aggression, absolutely. The couple of concerns I have are, and I just as background, I've been doing research in our schools for in Ulster County, Dutchess, Orange, for decades, including asking the students questions about their depression and violence and aggression, and working with many on ways of dealing with this. So right now there are no anti-bullying or violence types of preventative programs that have been proven to be effective on any kind of long-term level. They're often very expensive. Someone has to be trained in order to do it. And again, they only show short-term improvements, and they're just sort of questions like, I have ideas of alternatives to it, and yes, no, but none have shown to improve it. So, I'm a little concerned about the any language related to using this money for anti-bullying programs or any of those, because at this stage they only show very short-term attitudinal changes, but not any long-term true behavioral changes. I would much prefer that this money go towards mental health and social work services specifically, because that is what we need. Most kids who are engaged in violence and aggression are coming from homes that are exposed to that kind of violence and aggression or other kinds of social determinants. And so having a social worker, and I think also a lot of these kids are not identified in the mental health system. So for me, like the fact that on page 7, only half of it's allocated to staffing, where I would feel more comfortable if this was fully allocated to staffing, because that's what these schools need, is a psychiatric social worker or either two or one person who's a psychiatric social worker. My feeling is less of the language of these programs, when I've seen so many schools pay lots of money on these programs and they're not really addressing the problem. And it costs a lot to have these staffing. And so I would personally feel that is much more bang for our buck if it's dedicated to the staffing piece of it and less to the programs. If the staffing is in place and they feel like they want to try out some of these programs, it's another story. But I think that you would need to have a solid staffing in place first in order to implement those programs. And so I would prefer that it's staff. And I would also, because this is about treatment of mental health and looking at the social determinants, such as what's going on in the child's homes. I feel like this should be personally limited to the bold group, which you include psychiatrists, clinicians, counselors, mental health, nurse practitioners. I do not see how school resource officers, and there's no evidence that they would be, they play other roles, but in terms of changing the cycle of violence, aggression, or depression among youth, that's not what they're there for. And so and there's another line of funding for that group that can be considered, that's considered separately. So I would like this to be really about the mental health, social services delivery, and our schools desperately need that staffing.
Are you looking for me to respond?
No, I'm telling you.
Let me just say this, if I might. This entire thing, program, proposal, is really about setting the table and having conversations, just like what you talked about right now. If this makes it through the legislature, it encourages who I think a county executive who is sensitive to these problems, the legislature who is sensitive to these problems. And I believe now the school districts realize that they have to be more sensitive than they may have been 8 or 10 years ago and discuss the very things you're talking about. So this is really the first step. Even though there's legislation, it's the first step toward negotiating how are we going to try to help make a difference.
Thanks. And I appreciate this step, absolutely. I guess when we say things like use an allocation of 50%, we're kind of prescribing how they spend it. And I'm just saying that, I would be concerned to approve this and that the schools are spending their money on an anti-bullying program. It sounds that crazy coming from me because this is the work I do is anti-violence research and education and promotion. But because I know that these programs don't work, I would hate to do this and have the schools be spending their money on those programs rather than using this to do what we really need, which is have the staff that's needed.
And if I might just say, I understand that. And yes, it's a step, but it's a step to show, for lack of a better word, we're serious, deadly serious as a legislature. And we are indicating we'll put our money where our mouth is. Now let's get to work on it and try to do some real good.
If I could jump in as district attorney for your county, I want to support what Eve said 100%. Anti-violence takes the effort to recognize people who are going in the wrong direction, who may be coming from places of trauma or abuse or neglect, and we have to identify them and try and steer them in the right direction with all the support as a county we can give them. So I just want to give support to what Eva's saying. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, that's my feedback is, there are sections I would remove. Anyone else have anything on this one? All right, obviously if you do, Legislative Parity is all ears, so you can always contact him any way you want. We also, Jay, was the email from Legislative Parity sent to everyone or just me?
Your committee members.
Okay, so we also got kind of last minute, and I'm not saying that in a cynical manner, but just true. Language for an invitation for select a group of people that are generally listed to come to have a discussion. You should have all seen that. I will say that the main thing I noticed was a typo.
Probably my fault.
Legislator Haynes also pointed out that same typo. This
is probably the same typo. So does anyone else have any comments or questions about that request. So is it your intention, Jay, you'll send that out? Do you have a specific list, Legislator Parity, that Jay will be using?
I do. I mean, to be quite honest, that's the letter that I drafted the best I could. I'll probably be contacting everybody, all of you folks individually, to see if you have anything else
you want to
talk about, or as far as I'm concerned, if you wanted to use a different word or sentence, I don't get hung up on those little things, and then send it out. Yes, and we have a list. I probably will call people first before I send them a letter to tell them what it's all about, and see if they feel confident enough or it fits in their schedule. And if you're thinking about when, I would be thinking about after Election Day, sometime in November.
Okay. All right. Well, if anyone sees any comments, any concerns or thoughts or suggestions, please let Legislator Parity know at your earliest convenience before the letter goes out, ideally. Any other business, any other new or old business that we need to address? Oh, I guess I'll just say one other is Legislative Parity. Have you reached out to Ulster Prevention Council, UPC? They are funded by OASIS and others, but they're supposed to deliver preventative services to the youth, well, preventative services in our county, and they've been very much engaged with the schools on
For the first one. No, I haven't, but
I'm sorry, I should be clear. Yes. For the first one, you might want to reach out to Cheryl DiPaolo.
Sure. I know them. We had dealings with Cheryl and the folks with UCAM.
All right, great. Anything else? All right, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second, Pro Fabiano, second Parity, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thanks for bearing with my chaotic mind.
Yeah.